Happy Jobs Report Friday, my friends. This is Darius Dell here to present our Macro Minute for Friday, September 5th, 2025. It's a Jobs Report Friday, so you know it's also Macro Scouting Report Friday, my favorite day of the month and the favorite day of the month for many of our subscribers here at 42 Macro. So we're super pumped to present that this afternoon. But before we do that, let's get into today's executive summary from today's Leadoff Morning Note. If you would like to review the analysis supporting these conclusions and to see if you need to make any changes in your portfolio to remain on the right side of market risk or to get on the right side of market risk to the extent you haven't been following KISS or Dr. Mo, you need to be a client of 42 Macro. So today's key macro question is the U.S. labor market about to implode? Our answer, no, we do not anticipate an implosion in the U.S. labor market over the medium term. What investors are witnessing in the data today is fresh evidence of the U-shaped economy thesis we've been espousing since April. As we've long maintained in the context of our resilient U.S. economy theme, the U-shaped economy is likely to persist through Q4 before turning up early next year. Fortuitously, the U-shaped economy provides the Fed a window in which to pull forward incremental monetary easing. We've been consistently vocal about the Powell Fed's fifth major policy mistake here and across our various platforms, and the weak August jobs report and sharp negative revision to the prior 2 months payroll gains of minus 258,000 represent more evidence in support of our data-driven view. Irrespective of what next week's CPI and PPI data signal, the Fed now has ample scope to implement a 50 basis point catch-up rate cut on the 17th, a repeat of what occurred last year. No, we do not think the bond market will sell off materially in response to rate cuts this time around, because the pending rate cuts are warranted for a variety of cyclical and structural reasons that we will detail again in today's September 2025 Macro Scouting Report. Also recall that the 10-year nominal treasury yield declined 114 basis points from its April 2024 peak to its local low of 3.6% in September of 2024. Our research at the time called for a sell-off in bonds for those cyclically elevated prices, because that is typically what occurs when the Fed acts preemptively to extend the duration of the business cycle, which is exactly what occurred. Rates are likely to eventually back up again in the coming months, but not in a material fashion because the precondition of a preceding sharp rally does not exist today, given the concerns surrounding the likely erosion of Fed independence. Transitioning to our 42 Macro Dashboard, as always, we'll wrap up the question from our community. This one's titled Backtesting. It says, hi, Skipper. Really pleased to be aboard and appreciate all you do. I'm using the KISS system and very pleased with it on so many levels. So thank you. Appreciate the kind feedback. Reading the question says, when I try to search for the risks in the KISS system, the one thing I wonder about is the extent of the backtesting. How do you address the concerns that the timeframe of the backtest is less than a decade? I understand that with Bitcoin involved, it wouldn't be possible to go further back than that. But nonetheless, the question remains, how do you alleviate whatever doubts you have about the limited time horizon of the backtest? A strategy that deals with market regimes ideally could use testing that goes back 100 plus years. Ideally, if this question has already been addressed somewhere else on the site. So fantastic question. It's a very institutional grade question, the type of question I would have to answer in one of our protocol client meetings, of which we have $25 trillion of collective AUM that we're advising on in those meetings every week or every month, I guess. A couple of things here. So one, we feature Bitcoin, obviously, in KISS. So you can't go back further than 2009, obviously, in the back test. But more importantly, I personally didn't consider Bitcoin to be an investable asset class until somewhere around 2018. I myself didn't buy Bitcoin until fall of 2020. So I don't want to create a back test that would have radically inflated results featuring the multiple thousands of percent returns that Bitcoin experienced from 2009 to December of 2017, which is the Bitcoin price time series that's omitted from the backtest. I don't want to put that in the backtest and make the backtest look even better than they do, because again, at the time I was not a Bitcoiner and I didn't necessarily believe that it had a property, it hadn't earned its place into a real serious investor portfolios at the time. And I did not believe that. So I don't want to create a disingenuous backtest today that would have suggested that I did. That's the kind of crap that other people do in this industry. Number two, if we had included Bitcoin, if we did pull the backtest back further and included Bitcoin, obviously the results would be even better than they currently are. And that's just, again, like I said, it's just not, that would be disingenuous to me. But even taking it forward, the back test, we back test everything on a rolling out of sample basis. That's obviously prevent look ahead bias and overfitting and oversampling and all that good stuff.
from an institutional standard perspective. But the most important thing I would say is starting the back test in January of 2018, which is right around the time Bitcoin started to become an investable asset class for most serious investors. The reason we started in January 2018 is because that's actually a really good, robust sample of different economic and market regimes to train to backtest a model on, or any model on. One, we've had four crashes in broader risk assets and a combined crash in stocks and bonds in 2022. We've had four crashes in risk assets since January of 2018, obviously Q4 18, the COVID crash, we had 2022, and then obviously the tariff, the kitchen sinking that we call for here in 2025. Each of those crashes was born, was caused by different macroeconomic conditions, and each of them resulted in different styles and flavors of the factor leadership that we saw in and into and out of the crash, but also the speed of the crash and the speed of the recovery from the crash. I mean, it's about as robust of a 7-8 year period as you're going to, as robust as an 8 year period as you're ever going to see in a back test. You have to go all the way back to 1998 from January 2018. So basically 20 years to get four additional crashes into the sample. So again, the market's crashed four times since January of 2018, and it had only crashed four times in the two decades prior to January 2018. So clearly it's a very incredibly robust time period to test a back test on. And then going further into the question, are the risk management overlays that guide the KISS system are independent from our construction of KISS. Our global macro risk matrix market regime nowcasting process features rolling out a sample backtest data through that begins in January of 1998, which includes all eight of the most recent market crashes, all eight for eight different macroeconomic and policy reasons. All eight are incredibly robust incidences to study in the context of a backtest. Our market regime nowcasting process that our global macros matrix, that model features backtest data since January of 1998, as well as our volatility adjusted momentum signal, which is also one of the core elements in the KISS system. Those are independent models that we use to help to help our clients stay on the right side of market risk. And then we push those signals to retail investors via KISS, and we push those signals to institutional investors via Dr. Mo, but they're being powered by the same models, which feature backtest data all the way to January of 1998, which, as I mentioned, is a very incredibly robust period featuring eight distinct crashes in risk assets throughout that time period, roughly about 30 years almost, or getting close to 30 years now. So that's the key takeaway here is that, you know, KISS is sort of like, you know, like if you're a human being wearing clothes, you know, your body, the body that God gave you is, you know, the market regime nowcasting process and the volatility adjusted momentum signal. The clothes that you're wearing is KISS and Dr. Mo. And we're putting the clothes on top of the underlying engine that is our global macro risk matrix market regime nowcasting process and our volatility adjusted momentum signal. The former we use to incorporate volatility targeting into KISS and Dr. Mo, and the latter we use to incorporate dynamic position sizing into KISS and Dr. Mo. So if you have any confidence in anything, obviously you want to see that they work in terms of how we built and constructed KISS and Dr. Mo, in terms of the logic that we use to program those risk management overlays. But the reality is the underlying engine that's powering those risk management overlays, the two engines combined together to formulate the incredibly positive results that our investors are obviously feeling in their portfolios, as evidenced by how this question started. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius still here presenting our macro minute for Friday, September 5th, 2025, as I mentioned earlier. We have our September 2025 macro scouting report presentation coming out today. You're not going to want to miss this. There's entirely too much happening from a macro and policy signaling standpoint for you to miss this. So miss it at your own peril. And have a great weekend. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.